This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. An effort to impeach Secretary of State Jenna Griswold failed at the state legislature yesterday. Griswold has been a vocal supporter of the idea that former President Donald Trump should be disqualified from holding office again. Republican lawmakers argued her position violates the trust of voters. However, Democrats rejected those claims, and they dismissed the impeachment effort as an election year stunt. President Joe Biden has another plan that could help more Coloradans erase some of their college loans. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The new proposal would eliminate student debt for borrowers who owe more than they did at the start of repayment and borrowers who first entered repayment 20 or more years ago. The Supreme Court blocked Biden's previous attempt to help student borrowers. But the new proposal relies on a different law. It's unclear how many Coloradans would benefit, but so far, 43,000 borrowers in the state have been approved for more than $2 million of loan relief through other programs. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A fire at the Evraz Steel Mill in Pueblo last week happened in a mostly empty building used to store non-hazardous materials. That's according to a statement from the company. The steel mill fire and a separate grass fire in Pueblo that same day prompted an air quality advisory. Evraz says the fire is still under investigation, but mill operations were unaffected. Law enforcement, fire, and other emergency services participated in an emergency exercise today at Fort Carson. The goal is to test the Mountain Post's response and recovery systems. Other agencies outside the military base, like the Fountain Fire Department, also took part in the drill. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. More news at cprandkrcc.org.